in the spirit. A full disclosure, I forgot to say before I started the prayer that some of the words in my prayer today I stole. I didn't really steal. A colleague of Brian and mine's that we know very well, the Reverend Bob Hill at Community Christian in Kansas City, wrote a beautiful, beautiful Palm Sunday prayer, and I took some of his words with his knowing. So I just wanted to let you know that. I meant to say that before the prayer. The crowds would have been enormous headed into Jerusalem. If we take Matthew's understanding of this time in Jesus' life, Jesus is entering into the holy city 3 or 4 days before the Passover, before the festival of the unleavened bread. Everyone traveled to Jerusalem for this holy observance. The Romans were the secular leaders of the day, and they worshipped other gods, but the Roman government allowed the Jews to be, well, Jewish. During festival times, the Roman guard served as extra guards for crowd control, and they helped the temple police. Some people would have traveled great distances just to be near the temple where God lived for the holy days. The scene would have been almost chaotic in the city. Imagine what it's like when everybody comes to the Minnesota State Fair, right? Everyone from across the state gathering in that one spot in St. Paul. In Jerusalem, there would have also been huge barns with stalls for thousands of animals that would be sacrificed. There would have been accommodations for the animal handlers, and there would have been a slaughterhouse. People would be around the outside of the temple buying animals so that they would have ritually pure sacrifices for the festival of the unleavened bread. They also would be trading in their Roman pagan money for temple money so that they could make acceptable offerings to God. It would have been a busy, noisy, joyful, crowded time in Jerusalem. It is in the midst of all of this excitement that Jesus, his disciples, and the crowd that have been following him have left Jericho and have come near to Jerusalem. They were not the only ones on the road, not by any stretch of the imagination. Other people would have been traveling the same roads to get to Jerusalem. Jesus, his disciples, and his crowd would not have drawn much attention. They wouldn't have looked much different from everybody else on the road. That is, until the time to enter Jerusalem, the holy city, the place where God dwells. Right there, smack dab in the middle of throngs of people entering into Jerusalem, Jesus' crowd does something a little different, as our children showed us today. His disciples get him a colt and a donkey on which to ride. They put cloaks on the animals, and Jesus sits on them. A very large crowd takes off their coats and lays them like a royal carpet upon the ground. Branches are cut from the trees and spread upon the road for the animals to walk upon as they carry Jesus. This is a royal procession into the city. This is exciting. Even though we hear this story every single year, it is exciting. The Son of David, the one who comes in the name of the Lord, is arriving into the holy city. This is the one who has given sight to the blind, healed the sick, raised people from the dead. This is the one who has been teaching us through parables as with the authority from God. We've been following him. We've seen all that he's done. We've heard what he's had to say. We're headed to Jerusalem for the holy observance, and we get to enter into the holy city with this one who can do so many things. The crowd that went ahead of Jesus and the crowd that followed behind were shouting words from one of the Psalms. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. The word Hosanna means save us. O Lord, we beseech you, give us a success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. As the crowd leads Jesus to Jerusalem, there is incredible joy and shouting and excitement. They're headed to worship God with this one who has been performing great miracles. This is Jesus. When Jesus does enter Jerusalem, the whole city, the entire city of Jerusalem, is in turmoil, asking, who is this? The last time Jerusalem was in turmoil or shaken or troubled was many years before in the time of King Herod. A baby was born in Bethlehem. Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? King Herod was frightened, shaken when he heard this, and all Jerusalem with him. This baby born in Bethlehem as a man returns to Jerusalem, and once again the city begins to shake, to be in turmoil, to be troubled. This isn't your ordinary person coming for Passover. This just isn't your average Jewish man coming as a religious leader to worship God and to offer thanksgiving to God. There is definitely something different here. The crowds have treated him like a king, branches, coats, donkeys. They believe that Jesus is closer to God than they are. They're caught up in the moment. They, too, are yelling, "Hosanna, save us," with all of the hundreds of other people making their way to Jerusalem. They want God to save them and bless them and make them successful, too. It really is a great day, a day filled with joy and excitement and hope and anticipation of what God will bring our way as we gather with everyone else. This is big stuff. Maybe this year will be different. Our hope in a God will renew us and bless us, and our hope is high. And this crowd, this one little crowd, had the added excitement of having a prophet in their midst. They called Jesus a prophet. They called the Son of God a prophet. The city is in turmoil. The whole city is shaking and wondering, who is this? And our royal merry band of people say, "This is Jesus, a prophet from Nazareth." Doesn't that just kind of take all the air out of the balloon you've been carrying through this whole parade? I want to scream to the crowd, "Prophet, what is wrong with y'all?" Every year I pray that when we get to this point of the story, somewhere in one of the Gospels we will hear somebody say, "What do you mean, who is this? This is Jesus, the Son of God. This is Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. This is the one. Our Savior's here right now." The city's shaking, it's troubled, it's in turmoil, and in Matthew, the most the crowd can say is, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." I guess I should give the crowd some credit, though, right? At least they spoke up. They said something. In a few days, Peter, one of the disciples of Jesus, will deny him. Judas, another disciple, will betray him. Of course, the religious leaders have a plot to kill him, and Pilate washes his hands of the whole situation. If that isn't enough, in about 4 days, it will be time for the governor to release a prisoner. It was the tradition for the festival of the unleavened bread. The crowd gets to decide who is set free leading up to this time-honored tradition. Jesus was betrayed by one of his disciples, one of us, and was arrested. Jesus stood trial before the Sanhedrin, his people, one of us. Jesus stood trial before the Roman authorities, one of us. Jesus is in jail. The prophet is in jail. The Son of God is in jail. Whichever prisoner is released will have a new lease on life. The chief priests and the elders persuade the crowd to ask for a prisoner named Barabbas to be released instead of Jesus. How did that happen, right? Well, we know crowd mentality. You get a crowd going and they'll follow you anywhere. You know what I'm talking about. How many times have we been in a situation where somebody says one thing negative about another person, and all of a sudden, suddenly everybody starts thinking negative thoughts? You know, she did walk by me yesterday without talking. She may be a little stuck up. Have you noticed how difficult he is to work with? I didn't get my way, and it's because of her. Those people don't look like us. I bet they're dangerous. Jesus has been acting like he's serious about these parables of sheep, goats, wedding feasts, and he's been acting like he may be more than a prophet. That just isn't right. And with every word, the crowd turns. Crowd mentality. It happens all the time. So the crowd yells for Barabbas to be released. Pilate asks them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" And the crowd yells, "Let him be crucified." And Pilate says, "Why? What evil has he done?" The crowd even louder yells, "Let him be crucified." What happened? How is it that one day we're welcoming Jesus into our midst? We have music and palm branches. We have children saying Hosanna. There's excitement in the air. This year's going to be different. We can feel it as we gather for worship. And then within 3 or 4 days, we will deny, betray, and yell, "Crucify him." Of course, the easy way out of this for us is to remember that the crowd yelled, "Crucify him." We may have been with the crowd yelling hosannas, but we wouldn't be with the crowd yelling, "Crucify him." We know who Jesus is. We know that Jerusalem quaked and trembled and shook when Jesus was born. When Jesus entered the city, we wouldn't be with the crowd at this point. We can yell hosannas today and rest assured that our voices are not mingled in with the crowd yelling for Pilate to crucify Jesus. We can fill our sanctuary with music, hosannas. We can say with excitement, "Save us, O God." We can join in all of the joy and thanksgiving and overwhelming goodness of this day because our voices are not raised with the crowd. After all, the crowd is fickle. One day they treat Jesus like a king, and 4 days later they yell for him to be killed because he isn't quite what they expected. Jesus enters Jerusalem as a king. They didn't know he was the Messiah. There was no way they could know that he was the Christ, right? Jesus is arrested and convicted because of rumors and crowd mentality. The crowds were so happy a few days ago. But things have changed. He isn't what we expected, is he? Those parables. We think he may have been talking about us. And the crowd, when asked, yells, "Crucify him." We can take a deep breath and realize that the crowd yelled it, we didn't. We couldn't yell. Because as disciples, we all fled the night Jesus was arrested. Hosanna? Hosanna? Save us, O God. What have we done? Let us pray. Gracious God, the energy and emotion of a parade can generate joy, but the joy of your parade into Jerusalem turns so quickly to pain. Let this day remind us that while emotions can be fickle, your faithfulness and your love remain true. May we see the giving of your power so that others simply have love. When life struggles, sears our souls, or sacrifice strips us of hope, strengthen us with your spirit that rode into Jerusalem to face death even as palm branches were strewn before his path. Hear us, Holy One, as we do yell, "Hosanna, save us." Amen.